Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into The Informant. I'm your host, Will Zariski. With over 20 years of investigative experience, visit our website, willzpi.com. Will Zariski on Facebook. Cape Coral PI on Twitter. Follow my page, bring you suppressed news and information. Become an informant today. Check us out on YouTube and iTunes. Live this Monday night, September 9th, 2019. Yahoo News reports of the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. It's hell everywhere. Teams going door to door, removing dead bodies in the streets. And the media is telling us that the death count right now is around 40, 44 bodies found under the rubble. And there's conflicting information. There's families left with nowhere to go. But help's been on the way. The AP reported a British Navy ship arrived with supplies, 10,000 meals, water, and generators. But then the storm moved over, swamped North Carolina's Outer Banks as a Category 1, and then some people had to climb to the attics of their homes, and New York Times reported on that. We're very lucky here in Florida. But my heart goes out to all the people and the families who had to contend with the hurricane and its aftermath. So I've got a birthday just days away. My birthday is September 11th. That's right, 9/11, and my birthday was first. So some big news that I have. My friend took their boat out just yesterday. It's a 23-foot contender, brand new motor, very nice boat. And I got the call earlier today. I was supposed to go out, but I ended up doing some stuff with my wife and my daughter. We had a great time playing croquet and everything down at the marina. But while I was doing that, my friend was out 30 miles out in the Gulf of Mexico here. And he reported to me every 5 to 6 miles where he observed brownish patches of thick substance. And the way it was described to me, it was depicted as that algae we had here in the waterways here in Florida last year, with the same horrific smell. He said it smelled bad. And he said it was mainly clear, except for these football field-sized plumes of this brownish crap. And that's out 30 miles in the Gulf. Now, last year, I got with Captain Bob, and we took some samples, and they were like cow patties. Greenish blue on the outside, you break it in half, it's brownish. And you don't have to be a scientist to realize this is nitrates, phosphates, fecal matter, basically fertilizer and crap mixed together from the dumping into Lake Okeechobee from the big agriculture, the big sugar, the phosphate mining, everything done here in Florida, being dumped right into the waterway, running off into the rivers and the canals. And I know I've reported on this numerous times, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, but it's a major health concern, and much of the media has been covering this up. Listen, folks, I got news reports here. This is going back July 15th of this year by Wink News. Doctor, healthy people shouldn't worry about flesh-eating bacteria in water. And then the news press. Vibrio, Florida's scariest threat hasn't caused any deaths in 2019, health department says. That was posted July 19th, 2019. And then I come across these articles at Newsweek and another one from CBS News. And Newsweek says, U.S. News here, Florida man hospitalized by flesh-eating bacteria. And he's quoted in the article saying, if I didn't get treatment, I'd probably be dead. And then lo and behold, CBS News, man dies from flesh-eating bacteria 48 hours after Florida beach trip. As you can see, they're clearly covering this up. They're clearly using chemicals to keep the water looking clean, even though it's very dark right now. But the elite, they're building this $4 billion mall and expect huge revenues, and they don't want you knowing just how contaminated Florida's waterways are, especially over here in the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf side of Florida. I would say Tampa South. Listen up. It's up to all of us, anyone listening here, get this information out. Share this podcast. Do your own podcast. Do blogs, videos, whatever. We've got to get this out and get people aware. Last year, I was on every media. I was on the front page of the paper. I was in the AP report on me. I reported the dead man. I'm not tooting my own horn here. I'm just telling you, I did so much because of our daughter. Now, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I get back, I've got some other news here ahead. Stay tuned. You're listening to IC News.
Author of True Spiritual Warfare and Paranormal Activity, book 220 Fifth Street, Patrick Meekin. He's just released the prequel, Nightmare in Holmes County. This controversial book will bring you face to face with the reality of spiritual warfare and expose hidden secrets that the forces of darkness use to control and destroy people's lives. Nightmare in Holmes County, available now on Amazon. Check it out.
You're listening to IC News. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Will ZPI inviting you to check out Christian rapper Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
My video, no coincidence. I'm Ninja Scroll. Peace out.
September 11th no is the 254th day from the beginning
no
of the year.
2
plus 5 plus 4 equals...
I didn't do it. I'm innocent, I tell you.
Sure you are, Charlie. That's why I call the professionals at W&W Solutions.
When you need the evidence you're looking for, visit willzpi.com, a full-service investigation agency. Background checks, computer and cell phone forensics, surveillance, bug sweeps, and more. That's willzpi.com. Get the answers today at willzpi.com. License number 8280088. May just be a little less expensive than you think.
All right, folks, we are back. And as I was saying about the water here in the Gulf of Mexico, Florida's Gulf Coast, here on the west side, it's contaminated water. And I'll say it a million times, I say it again, bacteria is microscopic. And wherever there's fecal matter, there's bacteria. I've got some other news here. As I discussed on my last podcast here, there's predicted economic collapse. The AP reports hiring is slow in August, just last month, but black unemployment is at the lowest level recorded. Daily FX reported U.S. recession. Watch September 2019 growth weak, even as U.S. Treasury yield curve steepens, which basically means there's about a 38% chance of a recession in the next few months here in the United States. Other news, two cases of encephalitis, including a five-year-old girl and a woman. And that was out of Massachusetts. There was a deadly mosquito-borne virus. It causes brain swelling. That was detected here in Florida. Man, I mean, I think Florida has just about everything that'll kill you. And then I found this article here, Feed Network, power outage for federal court computer system screws up 3 months worth of job applicants. We're talking law students, people applying for jobs as clerks, as if the hiring process wasn't slow enough. Federal court systems. And then WKBW.com, the Lockport School District began classes last week without its long-discussed facial recognition technology in place. That stuff costs millions. I know China wants to have like 400 million facial recognition cameras over there, which leads me to something else I want to discuss called HARPA. You probably heard of DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Now there is HARPA, Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, and Amazon, Google, and Apple are on board. And it's kind of scary because we're talking thought crimes of people. And China is implementing a social credit rating. So, for instance, if you have an Uber driver and he gives you a bad rating, you can lose common privileges. For example, if your rating went too low, you couldn't travel. You'd be left helpless. You think that this stuff is Orwellian, and then the Trump administration backs this. Could this happen in America? How about a social credit rating to see who can or cannot buy a firearm? And they want to do this in the name of safety, but it takes away our constitutional rights. The leftist elite have incrementally crept in. And then we had 8 years of Obama letting in illegals. You have to understand that life and in a lot of other countries is cheap, like Mexico. So then they come to America and they still have that mindset. Look how many rapes and murders have gone up from illegals crossing the border and here into America. Now, I know there's some good people and they want to come to America, just do it legally. And some do. And that's what makes America great. But it's part of the plan, this elitist plan for control and about the few that rule the many. And it's a very sad situation. I'll get back here to the water real quick. I'm going to leave the broadcast early. I can't stress enough, if you've got relatives or if you're planning to visit Florida on vacation, to be very careful, especially here on Florida's Gulf Coast. Bacteria is microscopic. And going back to 2010, when we had the BP oil spill, and they just dumped and poured the Corexit into the Gulf. And it didn't break up the oil. It didn't magically disappear. It sank it to the bottom. We have a very bad problem here in the Gulf of Mexico. So there's adding adjuvants and toxins into the water and trying to hide, try to cover up all that's going on here. And then there was a report of these mustard gas bombs that have been in the Gulf of Mexico since, I think, World War II. And they're now seeping. They're releasing mustard gas, which is very toxic to humans. And we're having a lot of people in the Gulf and up into some of the other states, you know, Alabama and that, the panhandle area. And they're having a lot of neurological problems. Now, I know I had a friend at the time years ago. He was a lifeguard. He found some bombs in a rail system underneath in the ocean, right off the beach over in the St. Lucie area. And this stuff has been out there for years and years, and now it's just starting to erode and release many toxins, and we've got explosives down there. Just a very scary time, especially here in Florida. And they don't want to clean this up properly. You know, they just want to put a Band-Aid on it and continue as business as usual, suppress it from the mainstream news. That's why we need people like me and you. And there is a young woman up in the New York area, and she's been covering cyanobacteria, which is the blue-green algae, and the lakes up there. I mean, it's widespread. It's not just here in Florida. Last year, I reported on Finland that had so much of this blue-green algae from a satellite. It looked like a cyclone, like a hurricane, and it was all just algae in the middle of their water over there, the ocean. And the reservoir that we're supposed to get built is over 10 years out, if it will even be built, and who knows what kind of condition we'll be in by then, or what life expectancies we'll have. From people who are affected with whatever's going on with our waters here. And I think that's all I've got time for tonight. I just can't stress enough how important this information is. Get it out. Share this podcast. Do whatever method you can to make people aware. And if they're coming into Florida, to understand, be very careful if you are considering entering the waterways here. I'm Will Zariski. My website is www.willzpi.com. Until the next broadcast, God bless, and thanks for listening.
Join us next time on The Informant, the Radio PI Network, Blog Talk Radio. Visit us on Twitter, Cape Coral PI, Will Zariski on Facebook, and my website, www.willzpi.com. God bless.